This is Rhema for today.
Hallelujah. Well, the apostles believed that they were born again then. Not only Peter, but all the rest of the apostles believed that they were born again because they had received the word of God. Remember that Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. You could say it like this. Peter went down to the city of Samaria and preached the word of God unto them, because Jesus is the word of God, isn't he? John's gospel, the first chapter, said, "In the beginning was the word was with God, the word was God."
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
Now, you see, so many people in the church world teach that if you're born again, you have the Holy Ghost. I was taught that, being Baptist, you know. And you see, one of the most, well, the most damage is done in the body of Christ by half-truths. You know, if you're just told an out-and-out lie, nobody'd accept that. But you see, it is true that if you're born again, you have the Spirit of God. If any man have not the Spirit of Christ, that's the same Spirit. He's none of his. And his Spirit bears witness with our spirit. The Spirit of God bears witness with our spirit that we're children of God. We're saved, isn't that right? Well, he'd have to be in your spirit to bear witness with your spirit. Are you listening to me? And so, you see, you have those that said, well, if you're born again, you have the Holy Ghost, and that's all there is, period. But no, the early church believed, the apostles in the early church believed, that there was an experience subsequent to salvation called a baptism with the Holy Ghost, also called receiving the Holy Ghost, as it is here. Now let's examine this real carefully. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. Now notice, and when that 12th verse, when they believe Philip preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Well, now, I don't know about you, but here's one portion of scripture that helped me many, many years ago as a young Baptist bar preacher to see the dual working of the Holy Ghost in the new birth and baptism of the Holy Ghost. Because, you see, I had been taught, even, and I was already in the ministry, you see, was pastor. A country church. And I just thought, well, you know, these Pentecostal folks have gone a little overboard, a little excess, and I'll just put up with a little fanaticism, you know, to have a little fellowship around faith and healing. But I just sort of closed my ears to some of the teaching about the Holy Ghost. But then this portion of scripture, I asked myself the question, were these people saved? Were they born again before Peter and John went down there and laid hands on them? Well, according to the Lord Jesus Christ, they were. Because remember, in the Great Commission, Jesus said, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." Well, we just got through reading before the apostles ever went down there and laid hands on them. And they received the Holy Ghost. We just got through reading that they believed and were baptized. Well, according to the Lord Jesus Christ, they were saved, weren't they? You know, I just feel a whole lot better in company with Jesus than I do some religious professors. I'd rather just take Jesus' word for it. Then I asked myself the question many, many years ago. Here's the way I arrived at it. Well, Jesus said they were saved. But the Bible said, in the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word shall be established. So I thought, well, I'll just get another witness and then I can establish it. I'll just ask Peter if anybody ought to know whether those people were saved before Peter and John went down there and laid hands on them. Peter ought to know, shouldn't he? I said, shouldn't he? So I asked Peter, Peter, were these Samaritans saved? Were they born again? Had they received remission of sins before you and John went down there and laid hands on? And Peter wrote me a letter. And he wrote you one too. And said that they were. Notice 1 Peter, the first chapter. Praise God, did you wear your shouting clothes? I feel a shout coming on. Hallelujah, amen. 1 Peter, the first chapter, the 23rd verse, being born again. Well, he's talking about being born again, isn't he? Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Now keep that in your mind and turn back to Acts 8. That's where we were. Notice what Peter said. Being born again. Not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible. Notice, by the word of God. All right, notice that 14th verse. Now when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God. Hallelujah. Well, the apostles believed that they were born again then. Not only Peter, but all the rest of the apostles believed that they were born again because they had received the word of God. Remember that Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. You could say it like this. Peter went down to the city of Samaria and preached the word of God unto them. Because Jesus is the word of God, isn't he? John's gospel, the first chapter, said in the beginning was the word was with God, the word was God. Doesn't it? And then the 14th verse said, and the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They had received Christ then, hadn't they? Now notice that until we get Peter and John goes down there and prays them might receive the Holy Ghost, that the Holy Ghost is not mentioned till then. But just because the Holy Ghost is not mentioned doesn't mean that he's not at work or not on in the picture. How do you think the miracles of healing were wrought? Amen. What do you think happened to them when they were born again? Because they were born again, because Peter said they were being born again, not a corruptible seed, but incorruptible, even the word of God, or by the word of God. When the apostles which abode in Jerusalem heard that the Samaritans had received the word of God. You see, when you receive Christ as Savior and confess him as Lord, by the word of God, the Holy Ghost imparts eternal life unto your spirit. The Holy Ghost recreates your spirit. The Holy Ghost bears witness with your spirit that you are a child of God. That's called the Holy Ghost within. Hallelujah. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Now then, let's notice the next religious group that God visited in the Acts of the Apostles and brought them into a full experience of full salvation and the baptism with the Holy Ghost. Let's turn to the 10th chapter. We're right there in the 8th chapter. Let's turn to the 10th chapter of the Acts of the Apostles. And we see here that there was, beginning with the very first verse, there was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of the band called the Italian band. Now notice, a devout man and one that feared God with all his house, which gave much alms to the people and prayed to God always. He was praying to the right God. He saw in a vision, evidently about the 9th hour of the day, that's 3:00 in the afternoon, our time, an angel of God coming in to him and saying unto him, Cornelius. And when he looked on him, he was afraid and said, "What is it, Lord?" And he said unto him, "Thy prayers and thine alms are come up for a memorial before God. And now send men to Joppa and call for one Simon, whose surname is Peter. He lodgeth with one Simon, a tanner, whose house is by the seaside. He shall tell thee what thou oughtest to do." And when the angel which spake unto Cornelius was departed, he called two of his household servants and a devout soldier of them that waited on him continually. And when he had declared all these things unto them, he sent them to Joppa. And on the morrow, as they went on their journey and drew nigh unto the city, Peter went up upon the housetop to pray about the sixth hour. That's noontime, our time. And he became very hungry and would have eaten. But while they made ready, he fell into a trance and saw heaven open, and a certain vessel descended unto him as it had been a great sheet knit at the four corners and let down to the earth, wherein were all manner of four-footed beasts of the earth, and wild beasts, and creeping things, and fowls of the air. And there came a voice to him, "Rise, Peter, kill and eat." But Peter said, "Not so, Lord, for I have never eaten anything that is common or unclean." And the voice spake unto him again the second time, "What God has cleansed, that call not thou common." This was done thrice, and the vessel was received up again into heaven.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Pastor Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. To find out more about this month's special offer, you can go to rhema.org. Call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. Again, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org, rhema.org. Or if you prefer to write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries, our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth Hagin.
Well, we have a call to arms special from this week. And so we have two different products. The first one is Dad's newest book, just came out a few months ago, called Connect, Staying Connected So You Can Win. Dad talked a lot about winning and a lot of his things. So that's that book. And then I have a USB drive. There's 10 messages on the subject of faith. For a gift of $35 or more, you'll get both of those items. And you can go to rhema.org to find out about that. And pretty much anything you want to know about our ministry, you can go to rhema.org.
Oh, yeah, rhema.org.
And that's kind of the place to go.
Then yeah, also, you can watch on demand our Rhema Praise, this broadcast, church services, conferences, live streams there. We live stream everything. And you talk, you're involved in that more than I am.
We live stream everything except for the Call to Arms Men's Conference and the Ladies Conference. Those are both live events that you have to attend
because
to.
Because they're paid conferences.
Because they're paid conferences.
Call 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll free. 1-888-FAITH-99. Tomorrow, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue his message. That's tomorrow on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.